Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC right now at itsafreecountry.org. By the way, we have a thoroughly unscientific poll question. Should Congress reject the tax compromise because of the provisions of the estate tax? Check it out at itsafreecountry.org. And coming up tomorrow on the Brian Lehrer Show, a New York City history quiz with the editors of the brand new edition of the Encyclopedia of New York City. Tune in to see if you know New York tomorrow here on the Brian Lehrer Show. Now, in New Jersey, putting the state's medical marijuana law that passed in January into practice is proving to be a challenge. On Tuesday, the legislature voted to repeal Governor Chris Christie's proposed rules for implementing the new law, saying they're too strict. The Christie administration now has 30 days to go back to the drawing board and come up with a new plan. One of the main sticking points is the potency of marijuana sold for medical usage. Christie wants the level of THC, which determines the drug's strength, capped at 10%, while medicinal marijuana advocates say that's too low to provide adequate relief. Joining us to discuss this is Assemblyman Reed Gussiora, who co-sponsored the original medical marijuana legislation. Assemblyman Gussiora, welcome back to WNYC. Hello.
Glad to be here, Brian.
And if we have listeners who are using marijuana for medicinal purposes, I realize you couldn't be doing this legally in New Jersey yet, but we want to hear from you. Do you think there's a problem with reducing the potency of pot to below 10% THC? Perhaps you get your medicinal marijuana in another state and you happen to be listening online somewhere or whatever. If this is a familiar issue to you, give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. And we're talking again about medical marijuana users. Would you worry that the drug would no longer provide the relief that you get from it if the potency went below 10% THC content? Is this a number you know? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Assemblyman, you co-sponsored the measure to have Governor Christie amend the regulations. What specifically are you looking to achieve, and why is 10% a magic number here?
Well, our original bill to allow medicinal marijuana is probably the most strict in the nation, and unlike California, you can't have medicinal marijuana for things such as stress, or virtually every college student in California could probably qualify for medicinal marijuana. We only reserve medicinal marijuana for the most serious ailments, such as chemotherapy, with those associated with cancer, wasting syndrome with AIDS, neuromuscular disorders, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, and the like. The bill was silent on the potency of the drug itself. It's only after the governor put out the regulations that he limited it to a 10% strength.
And what does that mean, 10% strength?
Well, I don't know, but I'm told that it's probably the average out there. I think that in the age of designer plants and botanists, they probably can increase that potency, and I think the governor is just trying to put a ceiling on it.
Is this capping at 10% somehow trying to keep people from getting the high from smoking pot?
No, I think you have a whole generation from the 60s who were smoking garden weed that still got off, so I'm sure.
And that I have no idea what these...
I'm sorry?
That would be less than 10%?
Probably. And what this is, just to put a ceiling on it so that people don't come along with designer potencies.
But some are afraid that this is going to keep people from feeling relief from their symptoms, which is, of course, the whole point behind medical marijuana. So have you determined, have you taken a position on that? Is that why you sponsored legislation to make the governor go back to the drawing board on his regulations?
Well, yes, that was our original. That was one of the bones of contention the legislature had with the executive branch. But I was willing to compromise with the governor, and I came out with an agreement that we caved in on a few things, and the governor caved in on others. Potency, I felt that with time and studies, the department would lift that on their own. So that wasn't really a deal killer with me, but it was a deal killer with the Senate.
Are there other issues that you feel need to be discussed here with respect to these rules?
There's a multiple one of whether there could be home deliveries and the like. Home deliveries were originally in the first set of regulations. It was left out on the second set of regulations.
So, in other words, as it stands now, as the governor wants it now, medical marijuana could not be delivered to a patient's home.
A home care provider can make that delivery for them. It just can't be a delivery service, much like a courier from the treatment center itself. But a medical provider for that patient can go and pick up the medicinal marijuana.
And what's
you just can't have it the other way around.
What's the point of that distinction, of that rule?
Well, it's to limit access and to limit who can actually transport the drug. But again, it wasn't a deal killer for me, and I felt that with time and study, the regulations could be relaxed. I was more interested in the program getting off the ground. As it is, it's not scheduled to start before July 2011, and now that the Senate has declared the regulations null and void, it's anyone's guess when the program would actually start.
Kevin in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, hi. I have a neuromuscular disorder. It's called syringomyelia, and I'm not actually familiar with the 10%, but I do know that, like any medication, the potency definitely helps in the relief that you get, and if the potency isn't there, then you would just wind up using more, and then it would make it last less time, basically.
When you say the potency, is there a relationship between the high you experience, as anyone would experience a marijuana high, and the relief from your symptoms?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a direct relation. I mean, because basically it makes you able to cope more. It's like it reduces the level of irritation that you get from the nerve damage of, you know, wherever you have it. In my case, you know, in my legs, et cetera. You know, it kind of like stops the buzzing or the irritation for a while.
Kevin, thank you very much, and good luck with your situation. Tom in Keensburg, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Brian. I'm calling to make the point that if you lowered the maximum percentage of THC, people will have to, first of all, people can smoke more to get the effect that they want, but that there is an albeit small risk associated with smoking any kind of vegetable matter. You're inhaling hot smoke into your lungs, and you
that's an interesting point. Tom, thank you very much. And Assemblyman, what about that? If the potency turns out to be too low at 10% to do what people are trying to do medically, then they'll smoke more of it, and you don't want people smoking more of anything than they have to. Assemblyman, you there? Can Assemblyman Gassiora hear me? I see his line up there. Is there a problem with that line? Do we need to move him up on the board there? Sorry, we're having a technical problem with Assemblyman Reed Gassiora, a sponsor of the medical marijuana bill. Assemblyman, can you hear me now? All right. How about if we're going to have to call him back? Okay, we're going to take another phone call then while we straighten this out. Mark in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi. I use it. My wife uses it. She uses it for her debilitating migraines, and I use it. I have old whiplash and a really bad stomach. But the case is, it's not the THC level; it's what strains have what effect on you. So, We medically have our license. We get it from another state, and we need OG Kush and those strains that go and do those things in your body, not just knock you out. You can't deal with a day if you're knocked out by the medication you're on. So, mm-hmm. I couldn't go and get sour diesel. That's another type of breed of marijuana. It doesn't do anything for me. It would knock me out, but it doesn't take care of all my other ailments. So They got to get away from this idea of THC amount and get to what the strains do out there. And secondly, it should be set up like a co-op, much like the Canadian liquor or beer system is set up. And they should let growers, organic, who don't use synthetics, which us, we don't want synthetics. There's hardeners. There's all these things put into the matter. We don't want any of that in there. And we don't want organized crime involved. So it should be done like the Canadian liquor system or beer system. When you want to go buy those things, you just go to the co-op outlet.
Well, I think it is going to be like that, because I think it's actually going to be grown by the state. Rutgers.
But, sir, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it seems that when the small farmers, organic farmers, as it comes from the West, that's where we get most of our stuff, They really take care. They don't put hardener in, and the public should know.
Right.
There are growers out there to make their product look great. They put essentially a nail hardener in at the last stage of growing to make it look better. You can't smoke those things. Those are carcinogenic.
Mark, thank you very much. And I think we have Assemblyman Gassira back. Assemblyman, did you hear that last comment?
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of the comments, but my whole point is that I think that New Jersey needs to get the program up and running so we could study all these issues. I don't think that if we just simply declare the governor's regs null and void, the program's not going to get off the ground for any time soon. So I would rather see whatever kind of shape that the governor sees fit right now. Let's get the program started in July 2011, and from there, through studies, and we have plenty of research institutions in the state that can also study this, and then get a better product out there in the future.
Let's get one more caller on here. Happens to be calling in from the state most famous for legal medical marijuana, California. Steve in L.A. You're on WNYC. Thanks for calling us. Hello from New York.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I would just like to say that, I've been using medical marijuana for MS, and like your last caller, potency is not everything. It's finding what strain works for you. And like any medication, you need to tailor that to the sickness. And the other thing is that smoking it should definitely not be the preferable way. Vaporizing is the way to do it so that you don't have to inhale those dangerous carcinogens.
Thank you very much. Well,
I agree with that as well.
All right. So medical marijuana users out there, look into vaporizers as a safer way of taking it in. Before you go, Assemblyman, what is this about, do you think, really, on the governor's part with respect to these rules that some people are finding too restrictive? Was a Corzine thing, and he doesn't really love it anyway, and so he wants to kind of mess with it, or he wants to keep kids from raiding grandma's baby boomer pot supply, or what's really going on here?
Well, I was dealing with two things, that we have a former U.S. prosecutor as our governor and a Mets fan, so right there all rationality goes out the window. I think you have someone who really wants to do the right thing, but unfortunately, from a law enforcement background, he wants to err on complete caution. I think with time, the regulations will be relaxed, but you do have a new governor taking over and putting his own input on legislation we passed when Governor Corzine was still in office.
Assemblyman Reed Gassiora from New Jersey. He is a co-sponsor of the original medical marijuana legislation. We'll see how that works out. And on behalf of Mets fans everywhere, I'm sorry about Cliff Lee.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for joining us. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We'll talk to Sam Roberts from the New York Times next, their urban affairs correspondent and census expert, on the four American counties just revealed to have the longest commutes to work. Hint, they all begin with the words, borough of. Stay with us.